Managing the coastline. The coastline is a used environment. Human beings, plants and animals all use the coastline for different things. In the case of humans, we use the coastline for agriculture, for fishing, for industry and power generation. We use it for transport routes and for the land upon which to live. However, a lot of these land uses are incompatible with the fact that the coastline is constantly changing. Erosion processes remove land from some parts of the coastline, whereas deposition processes create new land in other places. In addition, the fact that sea level is rising globally and locally could add to these erosion and deposition problems, whilst also removing land from use at the coastline. It is for these reasons that human beings have long sought to control and manage the coastline. However, there is a huge debate as to how to do this, either by using hard engineering or soft engineering. Some people even argue that we shouldn't touch the coastline at all. Hard engineering involves the building of entirely artificial structures using various materials such as rock, concrete and steel to reduce or stop the impact of coastal processes. Seawalls are walls of concrete supported by iron pilings dug into the underlying rock that are designed to prevent coastal erosion. They are generally placed at the foot of vulnerable cliffs or at the top of a beach. They can be up to 5 metres high and can be flat faced or curved. The curved walls are expensive but dissipate the energy from incoming waves better. These defences can be up to £6 million per kilometre to construct. Their good points are that they are very effective, have a reasonably long lifespan and often have walkways along the top for people to walk along. However, they are very expensive and are accused of being ugly or not aesthetically pleasing. Also, seawalls have been known to cause downcurrent scarring, where waves cause more damage to unprotected areas. Groins are basically wooden fences that run at right angles to the beach. These fences run out into the sea and are designed to interrupt longshore drift and catch sediment as it moves along the coastline, thus widening a beach. This larger beach can then act as a buffer against waves, as there is much more beach to absorb wave energy. These features can cost as much as £10,000 each and need to be spaced at 200 metre intervals. They are good because they result in a larger beach, which not only protects the coastline but can also be good for tourism. In addition, they're not as expensive as seawalls. However, they starve down current or drift beaches, which makes them vulnerable to erosion, and again, they are not that attractive. Rock armour is a simple strategy that involves the dumping of huge boulders of rock at the base of a cliff. These rocks help the wave to break down, and in sewing out, they absorb the wave energy. They cost between £1,000 and £4,000 per metre, depending on the material used, and are relatively cheap and easy to maintain. They are, however, unnatural to the seaside and do not fit with the geology of the cliff line, and can be expensive to transport. Another type of rock arbor are gabions, which are cages of smaller rock that work in much the same way. Hard engineering schemes are effective but expensive, and recent attempts to manage coastal processes have focused on softer engineering techniques. These techniques seek to mimic nature's own way of managing coastal processes to use natural materials and strategies to prevent erosion. In effect, these measures can be better for the environment, cost less money to implement and maintain, but not totally control the erosion problem. They are a more sustainable way of managing the coastline. Beach nourishment is one example of a soft engineering measure, where additional sand and shingle is added to a beach to make it higher and wider. This material is brought on shore by barge and moved about by large trucks and diggers. It costs around £3,000 per kilometre and is a cheap method. It will blend in with the beach if the sediment is locally sourced and will have benefits for tourists. However, this method needs constant maintenance, or else this new sediment will also be eventually eroded by the sea. Dune regeneration basically allows artificially sand dunes to be created along the coastline to act as a buffer between the land and the sea. Sand dunes occur naturally but are under threat because they are fragile and people walk all over them, ride horses or motorbikes on them, thus destroying the dune ecosystem. Using fencing to help trap sand, planting marram grass into coconut matting and encouraging dune formation helps to protect these systems, which protect our coastline and absorb storm and wave energy. This can cost £2,000 per 100 metres and and helps maintain the ecosystem of the area while offering protection. The last option, really, is to just manage a retreat to compensate people who lose land or housing to the incoming sea.